Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not. I'm
real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Not quite yet, but almost there. Guess what they said.
Less than
30 days away. That's gonna be a normal day. Although that day specifically is going to suck. I'm going to be traveling like 12 hours that day. So shout out to my wife. That'll be great. Talk about that later, I guess. Guess what they said? Every Mondays and Fridays here on the Bart Winkler Show on Mondays, I will get you the audio of the day / weekend. And I will assemble the five finest cuts of audio that'll enter your brain via your ears as sound propagates. That's a good word. Wow. Like the waveforms, they propagate into your ears, get into that canal, and they kind of swim like a parasite in your brain and just lay there for a second, and you'll enjoy it. And then Bart will have to guess what that audio is attempting to say. He, she, it, whatever. Maybe AI. Most definitely AI in a couple of weeks. Bart, let's start here with the conclusion of the NBA finals.
Let me know. Wake me up when you're ready.
I'm ready now. Get your ass up. Oklahoma City Thunder, they won the NBA championship, and maybe three people are excited about it. I mean, listening to this post game, like, you would think that the Thunder were just like, oh, geez, can we just move this along?
I haven't seen, like, any clips of fans partying or nothing.
I think there's going to be a big party in OKC, and big for their standards. We'll probably see that, tomorrow or Wednesday? Like, they'll get the parade route going. I'm sure they have to logistically figure it out because they never thought that they would have a major championship, being that it's Oklahoma City. But shout out to them, man. I hear good things about it. I actually would love to go to the parade because I like to experience joy and positivity because my teams suck. Let's start with the winners. And that being at Oklahoma City Thunder, let's go to their head coach, Mark Daigneault. I want you to guess what he had to say on who gets credit for the Thunder's rebuild. This is 22 seconds long. Now, we know the Thunder had to go through some growing pains. General manager Sam Presti's getting all the love in the world.
Yeah.
Is he maybe in the answer? I don't know. You will have to decide as you guess what Mark Daigneault had to say.
I think it comes down to the organization. I think obviously it starts at the top and everything that, the way that it threads through with Sam Presti and the vision that he's had and the coaching staff, everything that they've gone through, and certainly the players for their dedication and the way that they've been able to find each other. I think that this is about as much of a team win and an organization win that you can have, and I think everybody should be proud of what we were able to accomplish.
As young as the team was and as new as everything was, there was so many people from Saint to Donnie Strack to Ayana to Matt Tumbleson that were in place, Sam, obviously, his group, that, you know, the players were young, but the process and the systems and the environment were seasoned.
1-0 to start. Guess what they said?
I mean, he said a bunch of names that we have no idea who they are.
I have no idea who he thought of before he mentioned Sam.
Not every Thunder fan knows who they are. Guarantee that.
Yeah, promise. Because as I was listening to it, I'm like, who are these people? What do they do exactly? But I'm sure that, you know, they had a hand in it. But
who are these people and what do they do?
TPS reports. Let's stay with the Thunder. Let's go to the player side. I want you to hear from my guy, Alex Caruso, who the Bulls desperately needed again. Please get him back. You can have Josh
Giddey. Who are these people?
I want you to guess what Alex Caruso had to say on how they were able to win this series. Now, I will kind of give you a little bit of help. It's not about offense, defense, per se. It's not really the X's and O's. I'm looking for a specific kind of word. So if you know who Alex Caruso is, if you ever heard him talk before, it's not as hard as you think. Guess what he had to say on how they were able to win. 15 seconds long, by the way.
I think it just comes down to that this team played for each other and the camaraderie and everybody's hanging out. And, you know, we just look back. They welcome me in. Everybody has each other's support. And we were there to, you know, have each other's backs and support and backs and camaraderie and team and process and prosper and something like that.
Ah, geez, wake me up when you're done. 15 seconds, not 15 years. All right. Here's what he actually said.
I said multiple times through the postseason with this team that the good basketball is good basketball. Winning basketball is winning basketball. And the best team can win no matter what happens if you go out there and execute and do the stuff that you need to do to win the game.
Execution. That's what I was looking for.
I mean, it did say best team.
Yeah,
so you were just looking for one word?
Well, yeah, I didn't want you to say, oh, you know, we won because of turnovers. Oh, we won because, you know, we out-rebounded them. Like, I didn't want you to get...
Yeah,
I was trying to lead you away from that.
Yeah, but then you led me to something else, and then you didn't even listen for my answer. You just listened for one word. You were so focused on the word.
Well, no, I heard your answer, and nothing was kind of flirting around with what he said. Spirit of the clip rule. I give you more points on spirit of the clip than I actually should. This is not one of them. You missed the mark. It's not my fault.
Okay, I accept.
Damn straight you accept. I will die on this Alex Caruso hill. 1-1 going into our third clip here. Guess what they said. So now we can speak to the losers. And that is the Pacers. Listen, you know what? As much as I can't stand them, being that they are a division rival, even though no one cares about divisions in basketball whatsoever, I applaud you, Pacers. What a hell of a season. Nobody saw you coming, even though they should, because you didn't lose back-to-back games since March. But who would have envisioned and thunk that the Pacers would have been here in the finals, one win away from the championship? So kudos to all of you. So I call you losers while giving you flowers. I want you to guess what Rick Carlisle had to say on what stood out about the team this season. This clip is 12 seconds long. Guess what Rick Carlisle had to say about his guys.
Just that they were always there for each other. They never gave up. The resiliency, the effort, the determination. They were just never out of it. They always had that belief that they could, that they were the better team. And you feel bad for them tonight.
You don't author comebacks like this team did, really over the course of the entire season, without an indomitable competitive spirit to fight together. And that's what they were, and that's what they did.
Spirit of clip rule, good for me. Resiliency, that's one of the major things you would need in comebacks. And comebacks, they had a plenty. So 2-1, and guess what they said? You could ice it here. We're still going to play the next two clips anyway. But yeah, at least you'll feel better if you're able to win it early as opposed to sweating it out in Game 5. Like the Thunder had to sweat out going in a 7-game series to the Pacers. Let's go to TJ McConnell, everyone's favorite player after Halliburton went down. He did ball out, so like, good for him. Also, Bart, side note. Just because a lady consoles you, I don't know if it's automatically your mother when the staffer kind of shoved away the camera. But when did she like hug him and like he embraced her and like he was really
hurt? I thought it was his mom.
I thought it was his mom too. Like, you don't like to jump to conclusions, but that was like, that one's okay to jump to. I thought that was Mom Dukes saying, it's okay, son, keep your head up.
Well, we knew what his dad looked like. They showed him every time he scored. But we didn't know what his mom looked like. I thought that was his mom. I don't know where they let families sit these days.
Yeah, that's true. But all right, so back to the main course here. I want you to guess what TJ McConnell's message is to the fans after their loss in Game 7. This one is 17 seconds long. Guess what TJ McConnell had to say.
They just, you know, we did everything we could and we came up short. We just, we feel like they were such a part of this and they earned a championship as much as anybody. And you just feel... You bum. They're the greatest fans in the world. You know, Indiana's basketball, and they helped us so much along the way. You just feel bad for them.
They're absolutely incredible. Just want to apologize for coming up short. we wouldn't be in this position without them. They've willed us to a lot of wins, and it's an honor and a pleasure to play in front of them.
Sure, why not? As soon as you said the greatest fans in the world, like every cliche athlete ever says, every fan base is the greatest fan base in the world. But yeah, you won. There you go.
Yeah, at some point we got to figure out who it is.
I would like all the fan bases to Hunger Games, you know, select one representative, and let's just have each league like sponsor this, and we'll have a NBA Hunger Games and NFL Hunger Games and so forth, and let's see what fan base actually is the best one. Because only one can win. I can't have 32 greatest fan bases in the world.
We love you, best fans in the world. I mean, we give it up, Charlotte Hornets. What?
I think we can safely say the Charlotte Hornets are not the best fan base in the world because their players never have an opportunity to tell about how their fans are so great.
Maybe they suck. You know what? Maybe they are. But maybe they are. If you're still hanging with the Hornets, maybe they are. Anybody can root for a winner. But if you root for a team that, I mean, botched every draft pick they had under Michael Jordan.
That's right.
Maybe they are. That's my vote. Charlotte Hornets, greatest fans in the world.
Yeah, I'm not taking that. So the score is 3-1, but we'll still play the fifth audio because someone somewhere needs it, and I want to show respect to them. So I want you to guess what Pedro Martinez had to say. We'll shift gears and go into the baseball. And the biggest story in baseball, I guess, so far is really kind of the Devers fallout. You know, the trade from Boston going to San Francisco. Because baseball, it's not July yet, and half of us still don't care.
We got the little Winkler thrilling factoid. I got some more Devers.
Whoa. All right. That's a tease.
I got some more Devers for you coming up.
All right. So I want you to guess what Pedro, one of the legendary pit players for Boston. I loved him when he was in Boston versus that Yankees rival. That's when it actually had juice. Pedro Martinez, I want you to guess what he had to say on how the Red Sox handled the Devers situation. This one is 26 seconds long. You win the game, but let's see if you could stick the landing. Have at it.
I think when you have a guy who could be a superstar and was willing to be a Red Sox for life, you gotta show him how he means to be a big part of the organization, and I think the communication could have been better. You can't have five guys telling you different things. I regret to see it happen and play out the way that it did. I would love for Devers to still be with the club.
When you don't involve your baseball people in those kind of situations, it's hard to understand how the player is going to respond. Devers is a guy that is not very outspoken in Spanish, English, or any language whatsoever. You need to get to know Devers in order for you to kind of tell him what to do. And I think Alex and the Red Sox dropped the ball on that.
What? Oh, what the hell? I hit the wrong button? All right, let's start that over again. Yeah, good, you win. And that's, guess what they said? Not the previous 5 seconds of you hearing this. This is guess what they said.
Did I get that one wrong?
No, you got it right. I just cut off the winter music too early when I was trying to cut off the other music. This is a very large spaceship that I have to drive.
Yeah, that was, I thought it was either I got disconnected or it was like you forgot what the hell you're doing.
Nope, just fat finger that.
All right, fair enough, been there. That is Guess What They Said. Thank you, Carlos, as always.